The biggest movie in theaters now, The Jungle Book, stars an actress who's also making her Broadway debut. Lupita Nyong'o became famous for winning an Oscar right out of drama school for the movie 12 Years a Slave. NPR's Nita Ulibi visited her in Brooklyn to talk about the challenges she's set for herself since then.
Lupita Nyong'o lives high above the East River in a sunny apartment, orange walls, black and white photos of African wildlife, and a collection of pretty blue pottery. She was born in Mexico to Kenyan parents teaching university there. They went back to Nairobi when she was a baby. Nyong'o studied drama at Yale, then did 12 Years a Slave, and won an Oscar the day after her 31st birthday.
It was a very discombobulating thing to go from being completely unknown to winning an Academy Award. It was dizzying.
Nyong'o played a young woman named Patsy in the movie, who endures horrible violence on top of punishing work in the fields.
500 pounds of cotton, day in, day out, more than any man here.
Patsy was based on a real person, who Nyong'o acknowledged in her Oscar acceptance speech.
It doesn't escape me for one moment that so much joy in my life is thanks to so much pain in someone else's. And so I want to salute the spirit of Patsy for her guidance.
Nyong'o, serene and starry-eyed, her dark skin set off by a blue pastel gown, became a celebrated international beauty.
When it comes to fashion, you're one to watch. Everyone's been looking at you nonstop.
Twirling on the world's fanciest red carpets, like the Met Galas in New York.
And I call it the taxi dress.
She was one of People magazine's most beautiful, a face of Lancôme. But all of that ended up giving Nyong'o pause.
You know, 12 Years a Slave is a lot about the economy of Patsy's body. And then also the exposure the film gave me was a lot about my body.
You do not see Lupita Nyong'o's body or her beautiful face in the two giant movies she did next. In The Jungle Book, she's a voice. In Star Wars, The Force Awakens, she's a CGI alien. I wondered if that's because of Hollywood's limited starring roles for women who look like her. But Nyong'o said no.
I think subconsciously, I was excited by work that was not about my body.
And after all, she said, how often do you get to be in Star Wars?
Han Solo!
Playing a thousand-year-old creature who runs a rough space cantina.
It wasn't about, you know, my skin or my body or its economy, whether we're talking about slavery or we're talking about fashion. When Star Wars came about, it excited me because I got to get back to acting in a way that was free of that body, and I got to inhabit a different body.
Similarly, in The Jungle Book, Nyong'o got to try out voice acting in a classic Disney remake. She says it meant a lot, for the first time, to play a mother.
You're mine.
Lupita Nyong'o plays a maternal wolf who adopts a human baby.
You will always be my son.
I like to disappear into character. I like to let go of my ego and just work on the material. I like to be in service of character.
That's also why Lupita Nyong'o decided to return to her roots on stage. As a drama student, she was an understudy for a heartbreaking play set during civil war in Liberia. It never left her. She used her fame to bring the play, called Eclipsed, to Broadway, and she stars in it as a teenager captured with other women for sex.
How long you been here for?
Long time. Long, long time. They no let me go. They been keeping me for years.
Since you was how old?
Young.
The New York Times called Nyong'o's performance simply superb. Its critic, Charles Isherwood, sees lots of movie stars on Broadway, but he says they usually pick revivals or obviously commercial shows, not such challenging ones.
To see a young actor bringing a play like this to Broadway is really, frankly, not something I've seen before. It's unprecedented, I think.
So what do you do when you've just played someone who's 15, someone who's 1,000, and a cartoon wolf?
Like now, after doing Eclipsed, I really, really need to do a comedy.
Nyong'o's next movie is not a comedy, but it's already in the can. It comes out in September from Disney. Lupita Nyong'o will play the mother of a female Ugandan chess champion. Neto Ulibi, NPR News.